got to get ourselves back to the garden.
We were joking during the commercial break about all the variety of things that native to the desert that people can eat. And you were quoting numbers of up to 200?
2,000 different things to eat in the desert, yes. One of the most obvious things, especially this time of year, are prickly pears. So given you brought up the desert edibles, prickly pears are wonderful to harvest this time of year. They're ripe right now. You want to look for a prickly pear bush that has a lot of, what size? The golf ball size prickly pears on it. There is one huge caveat, though. You never, never, never want to touch a raw prickly pear. They have little thorns on them called glochids, and they are nasty thorns. So if you're going to harvest some prickly pears, it's actually quite simple. Wear gloves. Use a pair of tongs. Metal tongs is what I use. I take the prickly pears home. I rinse them off, and I put them in a gallon jar after I rinse them. So I rinse them off and I put them in the gallon jar, and I use a potato masher, and as I'm putting them in the gallon jar, I smush them. So it's kind of crushing the fruit a little bit, and I fill up the gallon jar about 3/4, and then I stick it in the freezer. And what that does is the smashing them starts the breaking down process, but when you freeze them, all the cells in the prickly pear burst, so that when you unfreeze it, your juice just runs right out.
So how do you get rid of all those little tiny thorns? What do you call
glockets.
Them? Glockets.
Well, the cool thing is that in freezing them, the freezing process gets rid of 99% of them. Yeah, it's really quite fascinating. Some people burn them off. I was talking to Peggy Sorensen recently. She was on the show a couple of months ago. I was talking to Peggy Sorensen recently, and she takes them and just rolls them in the sand. That seems like a lot of work to me.
I do love your solutions. Always minimize the work.
Absolutely. Well, I am a lazy farmer, a lazy gardener. I'm always looking for the simple, easy way to get that done.
And if you don't know the difference between a prickly pear and a cholla, you shouldn't be out at all.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure that you Google prickly pears so you know exactly what you're looking for. Because chollas are... I still have this memory from when I was a kid. When we first arrived here, it was the early 70s. We were out in the desert, and my mom bumped up against a cholla and trying to get the cholla buds off of her was just impossible.
Horses and dogs don't like it either.
Oh, yeah.
That's
there you
pretty
go.
Tough. Always carry a comb. You can just whack them off. Hey, quick question about the prickly pear. The very first time we did it, I read instructions that said you had to burn them all off and everything. And one of the first times I did it, I had my son-in-law stand in the kitchen for hours burning the stuff off.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
Then we realized you really can just throw them in the blender. We throw them in the blender, and then we drain them through like a pillowcase into a bucket.
Yep.
But do you take the time to take off even the big stickers or just
the
big ones?
Yeah, the nice thing on the fruit itself, generally there aren't any big stickers. The big thorns.
Yeah, every once in a while you find them, but
yeah. Yeah, in that case I would take them off. But
well, I'll get us back on track here.
Oh, my gosh.
Course, because,
sorry, it's a passion.
A couple things. There are plenty of places that you can go, like you'd mentioned the Desert Botanical Gardens.
Yep.
I don't remember which state park, but it's an Oracle. You can find it on State Park's website. They have a prickly pear plucking event this weekend, and I think next weekend as well. So you can go there, and they've got a plethora of prickly pear cactus that you can go pick from. And there's all kinds of classes available out there for desert edibles. But the point we were making...
Hold on before we go past that. I just typed in Prickly Pear Festival. Apparently, at the Phoenix Downtown Market, right downtown Phoenix, next Saturday from 1 to 5, they're doing some kind of prickly pear festival at the market.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, and then Superior. Superior is what where they have the prickly pear festival at this weekend, I think.
It's not Thompson, Boyce.
Boyce Thompson.
Boyce Thompson. Thank you.
Yeah. But check it out online.
Just type in prickly pear, you'll find it.
Yeah, exactly.
So prickly pear being the exception, Because it is very good.
Uh-huh.
And every time I've made prickly pear jelly, it's come more like prickly pear syrup, but it's still good.
Exactly.
If all 2,000 varieties of edibles in the desert were good, we'd be harvesting more of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You can live off of it, but living off of it and good don't always
Well, good and then easy to get to.
Easy to harvest.
Because choya buds are edible. But, you know, the choya buds are essentially the jumping cactus that you don't want to mess with. So, anyways.
There's plenty of challenges that come with harvesting locally, and there's plenty of resources that you can go help learn. And we're talking about creating a food forest in your home, in your yard, for your family.
Yeah, one of the big things you have to remember when you're creating your food forest is your yard isn't separate from the rest of the world. So you're going to get birds in, you're going to get bugs in, you know, there's all this interaction that's going to happen. In fact, in the past 5 years at the Urban Farm, at 16th Street and Bethany Home area, we've had bobcats in our backyard, we've had raccoons in our backyard, we've had foxes and coyotes on our street and javelina in our street, right in the middle of Phoenix. So you have to make sure that you know that it's all part of a natural system and it's interacting that way.
We'll continue talking about creating a food forest in your yard. If you have a question or like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348, 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text can be 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. I will put together a bunch of, in our social media post at the end, we'll put some of those Prickly Pear Festival links.